X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The tsunami warning in Hawaii and the resulting waves not as bad as they could have been.
We haven't heard any reports of any large damage, although we've seen that there's been some flooding on the Big Island in the vicinity of the Hilo Seaside Hotel.
Hawaii Emergency Management Director Major General Stephen Logan. The tsunami warning was lifted and a tsunami advisory put in place for Hawaii a short time ago following one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded off the coast of Russia's Far East. Emergency Management Administrator James Sparrows, though, says
the advisory still means that there's energy in the water. So as you return home, still stay off the beach and stay out of the water.
The advisories for the U.S. West Coast could last throughout the day. The Trump administration proposing that a scientific finding that has long been the central basis for action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions be revoked because the findings involve too many regulations that are costing Americans, quote, a lot of money. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's now another lawsuit to try to change Wisconsin's legislative maps. A group of Democratic voters has filed a new suit saying the state's maps are illegally gerrymandered. They're asking justices on the state Supreme Court to invoke a never-really-used law to create a panel of three judges that would hear challenges to congressional districts. Republicans created that process in 2011, according to WisPolitics. But here's the thing. This same group filed a lawsuit before that the state Supreme Court declined to hear. This one uses some different arguments. Meanwhile, Republicans in Wisconsin's congressional delegation are pushing back in the case they want this request rejected. Meanwhile, the field is wide open for Wisconsin's next governor. After Tony Evers' announcement he wouldn't run for a third term, his lieutenant governor was the first to launch a full campaign, Terry Barr reports.
Sarah Rodriguez is already on the road as the first official Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor.
What I am hearing is that people feel squeezed. They are doing everything right. They are working. They are trying to do what's right, and they cannot make ends meet. And whether that is accessible and affordable health care, whether that's housing, whether that's child care.
The lieutenant governor considers these the top concerns for the next governor, and there are also questions if she knew about Evers' decision ahead of his announcement.
We need a governor who's going to be ready to go, who's going to be prepared, who's going to have their ducks in a row. And so I was prepared for either decision that he was going to make. I was prepared to run for governor. I was prepared to run for lieutenant governor and support him.
Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien declared their candidacies as Republicans the election in 2026.
That's Terry Barr. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a two-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow. A morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet?
No.
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Wake me up. Here we go. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Coffee. I need coffee.
WMDX, John and Gordy, in the morning. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, is it? We don't know. You know what? We have today off.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We're taping this in advance. We're recording it in advance so we can sleep in this morning. Because we went to the Brewers and Cubs game last night in Milwaukee.
That's right. Didn't go well, and we got arrested.
We're still in jail.
That's what I'm predicting.
Yeah.
And we're back at home. It's 1 a.m. You know, yeah, 1 a.m.
Yeah. It's not easy being us.
No, it's not. But it's Wednesday in your world as you hear this, and we've got a lot of stuff lined up here. A couple of things that, a couple of interviews that we did recently.
We thought were really
recently.
Fun.
Yeah. Tom and Christy Manis, they wrote that book, Wisconsin Roadside Attractions, and we're going to feature that interview
just
a little
super
bit later.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting
really
stuff. Of course, we had a big discussion about AI with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Mm-hmm.
That really went well.
it was fantastic.
There's so much to talk about when it comes to the good and bad of AI that we went at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You even brought up Max Headroom. So,
yes. Well, remember about a year ago, we started hearing about AI is coming. It's really going to kick in now. It's going to take everybody's jobs and all of that. That seemed like a year ago. And we were thinking, well, we should get in on this and get like a Max Headroom thing going on the show. And we tried couple of different ways of doing that, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it.
Well, before that,
maybe we should.
There was a consumer electronics show in Las Vegas,
right?
Remember, and they had the talking robot,
right?
And it had a face on it that you know was a I don't know what a video face on it, and it was going to be our assistant. We tried like heck to get this assistant.
Yeah, we wanted to get our prototype of it, and it didn't. We couldn't make the connection.
We
there.
Couldn't get somebody to
donate the backing.
An AI robot,
right,
to be a co-host on the show. I thought it would have been a great publicity stunt.
It would have
for
been.
Them.
Yeah,
and
for us.
And so the robot talked back to you guys? So there,
well, that
it was literally just a...
It had great responses. It had very sarcastic responses. It was really, really cool. And it was a video face on a robot.
Oh.
And all you had to do was just ask it a question.
Yeah, just talk to it.
And we wanted it here on the show. And we thought, you know, maybe the creators wouldn't mind, you know...
Promoting it with us.
On our show.
Yeah, hanging out with
us. And we couldn't do it.
Yeah,
they killed it.
I'm sure somebody else picked up on that idea and stole it from us.
It delayed AI robots for another 10 years. Just that alone, that bad one wrong move, and that was.
But you know what we do have? We do have our live poll going right now at WMDXradio.com.
Yes,
the poll question that you came up with,
John. I did. I came up with this question.
Yeah.
All right. If John and Gordy could fit a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show, what would you like to hear more of?
Yes. And so the answers are, you know, the suggested answers are in-depth, hard-hitting political criticism that could land them in alligator Alcatraz. That, well, as I speak, that's at 28%,
yeah.
28% and change. The other answers are media, movies, and tech info. That's at 21.4%. Constant reminders to buy things at the Civic Media Store. That's at 7.1% at the moment.
That was 0% when I turned my computer on, yeah. But yeah, somebody
and
voted for
this
it.
This one, more of life's bitter Curb Your Enthusiasm moments from John and Gordy, and that gets a whopping 42%.
Yeah.
People want to hear about our personal lives.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't understand that. We don't live really that exciting lives myself.
I think people look forward to my expeditions into Costco. I think that's
a high point.
Or your EV, too. People love
the space
EV
car.
Talk. Yes.
The space car is space getting car. A lot of traction.
Yeah.
You know, more ways than one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The space car. Can we put, would you mind if we put our logo on the space car?
I'd love that logo on there.
Sure, or get a magnetic, put it on.
That would be kind of cool.
Is your car metal or is it fiberglass?
I think it's metal.
Would it take metal? I mean, would it take magnetic?
I think
would
so.
That work?
I
Does
think
that
it
work
would.
I think it would. Yeah, I think it would.
I think it's metal.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a great big WMDX logo and slap that right on
the hood.
Got to
try it now. Yeah.
Yeah. You still haven't opened the hood, have you?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't
do
know what's
that.
Under there.
I'm
you don't know how to do it.
There are very few moving parts, so I really don't have to look at the engine at this point.
And it doesn't have a regular gear shifter or anything. It's
no.
It's just a knob.
A knob that you turn left or right.
Oh. How's that? How's that working out
right
for you?
Right for drive,
yeah.
Left for reverse, and a button for park.
And it's got how many cameras does it have?
Thousands. Well, man, there's a camera everywhere.
Pointing everywhere, inside and outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Have you tested the horn? Does the horn sound like a regular horn?
Never tested. Hey, you know what? We're doing this after the game.
Yeah.
But I have to figure out how to use...
what? The horn?
No.
What? The rearview mirror.
The rearview mirror. I got to figure out how to use the rearview mirror, the camera.
You know, Wait a minute. Does it have a regular rearview mirror?
No, it does. It does. It does drive itself kind of in a way you can't, unless you turn the left or right blinker on,
yeah.
You can't really change the lanes easily. It gives you a sudden jolt that you're
that doesn't seem
going
safe.
Over
That's scary.
The line. That you're going over the line. I mean, you could be falling
really?
Asleep. And it'll let you know that you're crossing the lane and you didn't turn the blinker on.
Can you turn that function off or do you
want to keep it? Yeah, I want to keep it. I'm just playing it safe here. But cruise control, I haven't figured out how to use cruise control. And
well,
I
that
to,
seems pretty basic.
That's basic, and I don't know how to do it. So,
well, we'll see if you do it. Go into the game today.
Yeah, I'm looking into it before we go to the game.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Does it have turn signals?
Yeah, the blinkers.
The blinkers.
That,
it does have blinkers.
That's how I refer to turn signals as blinkers.
Okay.
I'm from Wisconsin.
You're still
you
getting
me?
Used to it, aren't you?
I am.
It's going to take a while.
I am, yeah.
By the way, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, you can call them 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Shall we get to... What do you know, or what would you rather? What would you rather not do? What would you do if you did this?
Yeah. Great feature. People are talking about it if they can remember the name.
I sure can.
That's a poll right there.
Okay, Dom.
What? I don't.
What?
Oh gosh! All right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the question?
Can we voice over that a little bit so everybody knows what you're damn well saying?
Yes, we can do that. This is.
Oh, this is. That's what it is.
Oh, that's okay. What you're saying.
Would you rather?
I could not understand.
More reverb. All right.
Great
what's
stuff.
The, what's the question?
I have two new questions that I instantly put up because, again, we're pre-recording this. Mm-hmm. But first question is, would you rather have ham hands? or armpits that dispenses lotion. This one's pretty unique.
What kind of lotion? What are you talking about? Why would your armpits?
Wait,
yeah, okay.
You picked the wrong body part, my friend.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I don't want my armpits doing anything like that. I'd go with the ham hands, I guess.
Ham hands. I think I'd go with ham hands.
Ham handed. We're
often ham handed around here.
Yeah, I would do ham hands so I can eat my hands too. Second question. Would you rather die via a cardboard compactor or a bakery oven?
Oh, God.
That's really making you think,
Gordy.
That's kind
of sad. a bakery oven or what was it?
A cardboard compactor. Or just a compactor.
A compactor? Yeah. Oh, God, that would be awful.
There's really something sad and sick about these questions.
Because most of them are about body parts.
But it forces us to think these things through or to imagine the possibility of that being real. And I'm traumatized today. Now, I don't know if I can go on with the program. We're going to have to play reruns.
I'm sure an armpit that dispenses lotion, I'm sure that's a real thing somewhere along the line in the world.
I don't think so.
doubt it. So what was the other? Yeah. All right, so cardboard compactor, or what was the other way to die?
Bakery oven.
Well, I'll go with the oven, I guess. I can't imagine either. It'd be
cremation,
both be, be tortured.
I would do compactor. I would do compactors. Oh yeah, this is now I'm thinking about this. This is really messed up.
It is.
Now you're thinking this.
I'm starting to think about it more.
We need to go to the torture museum in Wisconsin Dells and take a tour. You'll get some more ideas.
I told you if we did that, it would certainly reflect on our show.
Yeah.
The torture museum tour, the John and Gordy tour of torture museum.
And I'm sure Tom and Christy was going to be talking about that later on about Wisconsin Dells torture museum.
Yeah. They should have talked about it. I don't remember if they brought that up in this interview, but yeah, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for that.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Feature.
Okay. Let's see.
We got a workshop that thing.
Later today, since this is Wednesday, we've got our Sugar River Pizza Party coming up at noon. We'll be going to the Wisconsin Correctional Institution or whatever. What is it?
We are doing that.
Yeah. We're doing that today. We're going to be delivering Sugar River pizzas. Why, you ask? Because we do this every week. All the way through the summer, we're celebrating the fact that we were nominated for Best of Madison, and so was Sugar River Pizza. So we teamed up to do these pizza parties every Wednesday, and today is no exception. But if you would like to get in on that, just go to WMDXradio.com and enter. You'll see the banner at the top of the page. Click on that banner. It says Win a Pizza Party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. Just enter your information, and who knows, you could be the next workplace that we go to with some wonderful pizzas from Sugar River Pizza. And we thank them for being our sponsor. So enter. We've got a few more weeks to go with this. It's going all the way through summer.
I'm thinking about the store. You know, people don't want to go to our store.
Why don't they want to buy stuff from
I guess
our merch store?
There's not enough stuff there. Okay,
really?
That's the problem. And again, we have suggestions.
So you go to civicmedia.us, right?
Yeah.
And you click on store, which is all the way to the right. Upper right-hand corner.
Don't we have that in our
store?
WMDX.
No, we do not, John.
Oh my God!
Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's why they have civicmedia.us
because it's got other Civic Media, merch.
Yeah,
you get a baseball cap. You can get some earlier T-shirts that we had.
We'll have to get one on the official WMDXradio.com site because we have so many ideas for merchandise that we think would be. Valuable to our listeners.
The amount of times off air John has been talking about those things has been crazy.
Well,
you can get the John and Gordy T-shirt though on the civicmedia.us.
Yes, you can. Yes,
we should have that on ours too.
Yes,
right?
We should have at least that.
Why aren't
we doing that?
Dom, would you get on that, please? I'm blaming you.
Listen, that's on
you're
me.
Our assistant.
Come on,
it is on you.
Or at least the 92.7 WMDX
that's a very cool
T-shirt.
Look.
That's a nice look.
There's also the Deer Hunters Roundup T-shirt. From our friends up north, and there's the Civic Media T-shirts. There's a lot of stuff on there.
I want to see the commemorative John and Gordy plates on there.
You like China? You like you like cutlery in China? You want spoons and flat forks? Or
it's not a bad
twisted
idea.
Twisted forks or something.
Imagine that on the mantle.
Imagine it. Yeah, just imagine it, because it's never going to happen. You can keep imagining it all you want. Okay. All right. Coming up in just a little while, we'll talk to Tom and Christy Manis with the historic Wisconsin roadside attraction book, and Tim Slecker. That's later in the show. All on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That blue dress. You bet. It's that devil in a blue dress that you might be seeing at the office pretty soon. This is John and Gordy, WMDX.
Yeah,
this is going to happen now because the Trump administration is allowing federal workers to promote their religious beliefs at the office, to their colleagues, display religious items like a blue dress work.
Well, wait a minute. This is about the Christian right, isn't it? I mean, that's
all Christian right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what they want to. They want to have their federal workers bring that into the workplace.
Yes, they want to pray together in front of other people at work. Individually.
This is what the Trump administration is proposing.
You can promote your religion to your colleagues. In other words, you can preach to them, even though they're not of your religion.
And wait a minute. I thought there was supposed to be a definite line between government and religion. Religion.
That was a Thomas Jefferson letter to somebody. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
By the way, the Treaty of Tripoli states unequivocally that we are not a Christian nation. Okay, so anything in a treaty that says something like that and has the endorsement of the Congress, it's official. We are not a Christian nation. And no one brings that up. They don't bring it up enough.
The Treaty of Tripoli.
Yes.
I've never... I can't say I've ever heard of that.
Well, we don't bring it up enough. We should bring it up because once something is in a treaty, it is the law of the land. All right? It's the law of the land, and it's brought up in the Treaty of Tripoli.
By the way, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress has two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
But anyway, people are going to be able to preach at their offices. And they could probably, I suppose, challenge people at the offices as well. Because if you object to their challenge, then you're going to try to silence people with their religious beliefs at work. And you can't have that. So, according to the Trump administration, they're allowing federal workers to do this.
So it seemed that, again, now maybe this is why we're playing the devil music.
Yes, it
that
is.
If you belong to the satanic temple, right?
Yes, yeah.
You could bring that into the workplace if you're a federal worker and try to get your friendly coworkers to come to a satanic ritual thing.
Just
join a cult.
It's already scary.
Really?
I know.
I'm scared.
See? You wear your devil outfit
into work. Show up at the post office or
pitchfork.
Try to work that into the conversation. Try to get everybody
try to convince other people, you can carry a pitchfork too if you just believe in our temple.
Maybe that's what the Trump administration's truly all about, and they'll jump on that bandwagon.
Oh, I think that would be ideal. Wow. I mean, if they're going to really cross that line and actually promote a religion at work, there's going to be so much. Well, a discord, I think, is just, softly saying it. There's going to be a lot of anger at work,
You think?
Can you imagine, people, they bring personal stuff and they put it on their desk at work. Now they're going to be bringing in, statuettes of Jesus or, things that are just going to kind of, I don't know, look a little gaudy and a little unusual in the workplace.
Well, you mentioned this Treaty of Tripoli, and I'm looking here. Officially, it was called the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, and it was an agreement between the U.S. And the Bay. I'm not sure the Bay and the subjects of Tripoli. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had something to do with it. Anyway, it was signed in 1796, ratified in 1797. Its primary purpose was to ensure the safe passage of American ships through the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes.
God, I can't talk. They're protecting them from the Barbary pirates. It was to protect them from the pirates.
The pirates. Arr!
Key clause, Article 11, has been the subject of much debate, with some interpreting it as a statement that the U.S. government is not founded on Christianity.
That's not.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not part of Christianity.
Right.
Okay? It's there the government, in the treaty.
Yes.
It took the entire Senate to vote against putting religion in this thing. They didn't. They wanted to make sure, and by the way, Tripoli didn't want a Christian country in there. They wanted to make sure that everybody's neutral on this, so they had to include that as a point of order.
Okay.
So it is official. We are not that kind of nation. But anyway, I don't know why. The thing is, when Trump and the administration goes for stuff like this, they don't think ahead.
No.
Because right now they can say, you can bring it up. You can talk to your colleagues about your religion. No. You can foist that off on them and listen to their lectures,
right?
But they don't understand where that's going to go from there. This is just federal workers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? This is going to leak into the private sector, and who knows where it goes from there. Yeah. Religion is one of the most divisive things you can think of.
It really
of.
Is.
It has been.
Yes. Yeah.
And, so would we introduce something
like
that?
It's just another distraction. It's just another thing to, get media attention away from, the Epstein files and everything else, and to rev up the Christian right. Trump is appealing to his base.
How do you repeal something like this, though, when the Democrats go in and say, this we can't have this discord in the workplace, especially in the federal government, which is supposed to be neutral, open to everybody.
Yeah.
But now they're forcing this on other people. And I think it's horrible that they would say that colleagues can promote.
Yeah.
That, again, these are the people lecturing you about their religion, promote their religion to anybody in the office. And that is just grotesque.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell them to shut up.
Right.
Because then you get reprimanded for it.
Oh,
bad stuff.
We'll have to keep watch on that story.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we got some great stuff coming up.
Yep. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Tim Slecker about AI, and also Tom and Christy Maness coming up with their historic Wisconsin roadside attraction.
In a rerun, as John and Gordy are taking the day off.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with more after this.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Countries, like any other consumer, are just looking for the best deal. I'm Kylie Allen with the Midwest Farm Report, talking markets. John Heinberg along with us. He's the market advisor for Total Farm Marketing. He has some insights on how international demand is affecting the U.S. market.
It just comes down to the demand side of things and seeing that the other countries are step into, you know, the corn market. We saw that last year with corn. You know, China did not pick up any U.S. corn during the entire export season. If it was, it was very minimal, you know, but we saw other countries just kind of step forward, and European countries, Japan kicked back in. Mexico obviously was the largest buyer of U.S. corn over the last year. And as we're starting to get some 25, 26 sales put together, we're starting to see that those same trends continue. We've seen some pretty good activity in the corn market for new crop corn, or corn being harvested this fall. On the export market, it's mainly been Mexico. South Korea has been an active buyer here the last week or so.
John Heinberg along with us. He's the market advisor for Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says right now the U.S. is competitive in price.
Stay with us. I'll have a look at some more news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com. Wisconsin's forestry industry is crucial for the state's economic success. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in the Trump administration. That letter urges immediate action to reverse cuts to investments and staff at USDA. The governor says Wisconsin's forestry industry stands to be negatively impacted. Evers strongly opposed reported reductions in the United States Forest Service programs. The letter comes after Wisconsin officials were recently warned by USFS officials to expect less funding from the Urban and Community Forestry Grant Program. For the full story and more stories like it, visit us online at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That'll be delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Goosestep Mama on the cover chart. Goosestep Mama. By and large, while you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose step mama,
goose step
mama, goose step mama. WMDX, John and Gordy, we're getting ready for our marching.
Our marching orders.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go out against those army worms, you know. Creating our own militia here, and we're going to. There might have been a few people that didn't hear the story from Pam Yonke about the army worms invading the fields and now crossing the street.
Apparently, it's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
Yeah.
In our agricultural setting.
It's 6:35. We've got clouds out there this morning, 69 degrees, highs today in the low to mid 80s.
Okay, let's recap everything we've talked about for the last half hour.
A couple of technical glitches along the way, but I think we're good to go here. We were talking about Tony Evers deciding that's it.
Yeah, this is goodbye Tony Evers edition of the show. Do we have...
We've got some music here somewhere.
But we have the Tony song.
We do. Let me just get that, real quick.
We've been doing
because
an awful
this
lot
is our farewell to Tony
yeah.
time.
It right. is. It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, so
it's
let's...
a big salute to
let's
Tony.
Let's hit it. Okay.
Been here able to go. Keep our sanity.
Stayed up all night getting this together. The Tony song.
The Tony
and
song.
Here it
it's
is.
Been fantastic, you know. It's
been the turntable.
It's great
table.
To know that Tony song is
push
already
push the button.
There
here we go.
Tony, Tony.
Yep.
Tony, 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 Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. Tony. Tony, 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 T-O-N-Y, Tony, Tony, Tony.
Okay.
Tony, Tony,
wow, this guy's got it, man.
Yeah.
And apparently he'll put anybody's name in a song just like this.
No kidding.
Doesn't have to come up with any lyrics. It's just the name.
We'll have to send him something for John and Gordy, maybe.
Well, maybe at least... they'll have Gordy in this one, right?
Okay.
It's hard to find a Gordy song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you don't find too many of those. Yeah. So he's decided to hang it up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And speculation now of who will replace him.
That's right.
This will be the first time in 16 years.
Has opened the floodgates for the right wing.
Apparently.
To take over the state again.
Yeah.
Is that even possible? Do we really want to see something like that? Do we want to see somebody who's saying... well, I've got Trump's endorsement.
Mm.
Is that a positive at this point? I don't think so.
Mm.
But anyway, Scott Walker has thrown his hat kind of in the ring.
What?
At least he posted a hat with the years when he was governor.
Oh,
something,
really?
Something. I don't know. But I know that he is suggesting that he could run.
He could come back.
Yes.
And so it's wide open now. Any Republicans can run, any Democrats.
Tom Tiffany, you know, he promoted mining in this state and left us without any mining laws anymore. Just, you know, you can do anything you want out there at this point. And he wants to be governor and probably, you know, finish the job. Okay. Because we do depend on summer vacations. We do depend on the Flatlanders making it up here to their cabins.
Right.
On our beautiful Wisconsin lakes.
Yeah.
And Tom Tiffany probably doesn't like any of that. We'll do away with the lakes. Mine them. Somehow there's great minerals beneath those lakes.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on who's going to be running and who's going to throw their hat in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an open field now.
Well, you know, Dan Schaefer called for the retirement of Tony Evers.
Our own Dan Schaefer?
And I was angry with him. I sent him a nasty letter.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I didn't want Tony to get the idea that we didn't want to see him run again. He's the most popular politician in the state, and this is not good news.
Well, but he's done it for a while. He's done his time. So, you know, good luck to him. And
That's like you or me retiring because of our age.
Well, you're closer to Tony's age than I am. So, you know, the writing's on the wall for
all
both
right,
of CJ's us.
All right, CJ's saying right now, why don't you retire? Why don't you?
This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we get to our big first story here in Idiocracy?
All right.
We didn't have it even played that intro.
Well, now we do. Look at this.
Okay.
Does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh, my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be.
I love that.
Violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Pretty much so, yes, indeed. Well, this is the big news from yesterday, even though there are a number of big news stories that were released all at once.
Always.
God, it's just, it's a fire hose, isn't it?
Every day.
Anyway, Trump's new AI policies will keep the culture war focused on the tech companies. Now, I don't know if this is good news for the tech companies. And Trump signed an executive order requiring artificial intelligence companies that do business with the federal government to strip AI models. My head is exploding from this idea. AI models of ideological agendas.
What?
Yes, they're going to strip AI of ideological agendas. MAGA AI is here, folks. It is here, and it's going to be powerful. We've got 3.5 years to fine-tune this. Trump said this. This is a quote. It poses an existential threat.
He doesn't
existential.
Know that word.
I know. This is a posting now. Threat to reliable AI. Reliable AI. God, he still doesn't even understand AI. And now on, the U.S. government will deal only with AI that pursues truth, fairness, and strict impartiality. The American people do not want woke Marxist lunacy in the AI models. So anything he said in this quote is just negated by the fact that he is going to steer AI into another direction, and it ain't in the woke direction at all. Mm. So now, can that be fair? Can that be the truth? Can it be strict impartiality? If you get one point of view that you don't agree with, eliminated from AI?
No.
Right? Can we? Here's the question. Can we program out reality? AI is based on reality. I mean, you know, the news stories, you know, the topics out there, the research,
all the knowledge in the world.
It's reality. Can we tune that out?
No. Can we?
There may be a way to do it. Imagine giving
that
a voice. You know, they have voices for this AI stuff. You know, we've heard Grok, right? Now, get this. Can you imagine, like, CJ's voice being a part of maybe the new AI that Trump wants to promote, or my mega friend in Milwaukee, which you haven't heard, but thank God you haven't.
It's not good.
Or your crazy uncle that stormed out of Christmas calling everyone a terrorist. How about his voice being a new voice of the Trump's idea of AI policies in this country?
We're in trouble.
Here's a little bit of a report here. This is cut 138 on Trump's idea of AI. Let's listen to this. This is from NPR.
Yeah, it's a set of policies and executive orders striving to cut red tape for AI companies so they can build massive data centers faster, more easily ship AI hardware and software to overseas customers, and root out, as you mentioned, what the Trump administration views as AI chatbots that have adopted a liberal worldview. The president calls this wokeness. Trump speaking yesterday at an AI summit in Washington.
You can't do that. You can't.
From now on, the U.S. government will deal only with AI that pursues truth, fairness, and strict impartiality.
Trump is nodding there to one of the announcements that grabbed a lot of headlines, Sasha, which was that there is now a ban on federal contracts with tech companies that push woke AI. Yeah. The order defines that as AI that promotes diversity, equity, and inclusion, transgender issues, and critical race theory.
Yeah, get rid
of
that.
How is the administration proposing to ban such a thing?
Reality.
Yeah, how? Trump's order spells out how tech companies would essentially have to certify that their AI chatbots are politically neutral before receiving work from the federal government. I talked to Neil Sahota about this. He advises the United Nations on AI issues, and this is how he says the tech industry is receiving this woke AI order.
I would say they're deeply concerned by the situation. You know, this is a global arms race with AI.
Yeah.
But now you're putting in some very nebulous things that may actually undo some of the guardrails and safeguards you've actually built in, because it may be considered biased or might be considered woke.
So Hoda says one outcome of this could be AI companies releasing new versions of chatbots that have fewer guardrails and could be seen as anti-woke in order to land, you know, lucrative federal contract. Some say all this warming up to Trump that we've seen the tech industry do in recent months appears to be paying off. Worth noting, Sasha, just how much of a contrast this is compared to the Biden administration, which put the focus on AI safety and making sure AI tools were not used to discriminate or perpetuate bias. Trump's AI executive orders do not include any measures to counter harm or address how AI could one day kill jobs. Critics of yesterday's plan say it demonstrated that the administration is basically allowing the tech industry to write their own regulations. But Trump insists these policies are needed in order to outcompete China in the AI race.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Isn't that outrageous?
Yes.
I mean, you can't reality out of AI. It reaches every part of everything we have written in society. All the research, everything that we've said on the air, this is all transcribed somehow, and AI has access to all of that. How can we take that out?
Don't know.
Is that good news for these tech giants, these billionaires? Are they going to be able to do something like that, or are they going to steer everything in Trump's direction? Can you imagine in 3.5 years when a Democratic president is in place, that's all gone? And here's the thing that I think we need to do as Democrats. We need to guarantee that all of these changes will be done away with once the Democrats get in power. We need to go out there and tell everybody that it's not going to be the Trump Center anymore. It's going to be, you know, the John Kennedy, right? Certainly not. It's not going to be Melania Opera House.
The Melania, the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House.
Yes, right, exactly.
Whatever they're calling it. There. It's crazy.
As politicians, we need to go out there and say all of these things. You think you're going to get away with that? You're not. We're taking all of that away. Mm. If you put that in place, it's gone once we get in power. And let them know that all of this stuff that they're doing is a waste of damn time. Mm. And we have to threaten them by telling them this. Yes, we're just letting them get away with this.
Yeah. Well, they're still in power, though. That's it'll just brush that off. Hey, coming up right around the corner, we're going to revisit this interview with Tom and Christy Manis. They wrote the book on historic Wisconsin roadside attractions. This is really something.
Yeah, towns off the beaten path in the Badger State.
Mm-hmm, very cool stuff.
We were so surprised by the stuff they brought up. It was just a fantastic interview, and we thought, you have to hear this thing again.
Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of other travel books, and a very interesting couple from Eau Claire, Tom and Christy Manis. Coming up next, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
See Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so much to see.
Historic Wisconsin roadside.
Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee, our producer. By the way, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. The
are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, you can call them, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. Or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Time for us to welcome our guests, Tom and Christy Manis. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. You have authored a book. In fact, you've got a number of projects going on, but your most recent book is called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. And
Towns Off the Beaten Path in the Badger State. And that's what it's all about, really, for staycations. A lot of people have been able to get out of the state because, you know, money, COVID, the whole thing, and everybody stayed in the state and just had to see the sights and adventure into all of these different towns and cities and the countryside. And you did it, and you put it in book form, and it sounds like a really fun event, actually.
Now, you've been travel writers for how long?
30 years.
Wow. Okay. So
all right. And who have you written for?
Newsweek, Food, Wine, Travel, just a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now tell us about this book, putting this together. How long did this, you're from Eau Claire, right? That's where you...
We live in Eau Claire. Now, Christy's from Madison. We live in Eau Claire. Okay. People know where we're from before as Christy Flick, before we got married. So it's...
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So how many roadside attractions are in this book?
Well, this has over 1,200 that we handpicked. But it's not, you know, it's fun. We like pop culture, so it's not just about, you know.
It's not dates and old buildings or it's pop culture stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the best
quirky
kind of stuff.
A lot of quirky things, too, because our first book, Secret Wisconsin, is all about quirky and unusual and weird and wonderful things that people didn't necessarily know about.
And it is Wisconsin. What else are you going to find but, you know, unusual and unique things?
So tell us about this. There's so many things in this book, but there's a radio station that does only original music. Is that right?
It's crazy.
Where is this?
You would never imagine you'd come across this. So in Sturgeon Bay, the Holiday Music Motel originally was a Holiday Motel in the 50s. It was the very first motel in Door County.
Okay.
So musicians, they got together after creating an event, and then they bought the motel because they have workshops and they have a festival. And this is their meeting place. So they bought the motel, totally restored it back to the 50s. It's just like walking back in time.
Oh.
Neon, I mean, old, you know, counters and phones and Simmons furniture. And so every year they do the festival. And then when they restored it, they put in a recording studio. Uh-huh. They also have a radio station that records only music that's created by their artists within the walls of the Holiday Music Motel.
That's amazing.
Do they have announcers that introduce some music and tell a little history about each and every song that they create there?
Well, the one of the investors is from Timbuktu.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
And he's like the hands-on guy that does the website, and he's the hands-on guy. And then another person you might know that also performs every year, well, almost every year at the festival is Jackson Brown.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. It's so cool. This story really grabbed onto me, and there's so much info there. It's like, it's just the coolest.
I'm a big Jackson Brown fan. That's
okay.
Have you seen have you been up there and seen the hotel?
No, I've not seen it.
We're definitely going to go there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's you would think it would be really expensive.
Yeah.
And it's not. He checked it.
I went through the year, and I tried to find the most expensive dates, and the most I found was like $160 a night.
Wow.
And
what's the name of the hotel again?
Holiday Music Motel.
Okay.
It's right on the canal, right at the old Steel Bridge.
Wow. Okay.
Right. And they're also dog friendly.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. That's nice, too, because a lot of people take their dogs and pets on those vacations, at least in Door County.
Right.
Yeah. I know. Well, everywhere, dog friendly is a big thing now.
Oh, Irish travel with us almost 100% of the time.
Now, tell us about the Elvis's favorite roller coaster. That's in Wisconsin?
Is that right? It is.
Where is this?
This is up in Green Bay at Bay Beach. It was in Memphis, and he used to take all his friends to ride the roller coaster when it was shut down.
Okay.
And it got moved to Green Bay.
Wow.
He's a roller coaster fanatic.
Yeah.
And he would rent the park at night just so he and his friends were the only ones that could would be in the park and they could ride it. And they would just ride over and over and over.
Oh, and it's supposed to be one of the best ones in the country.
It's one of the top 10 wooden roller coasters.
And we didn't know about that. Wow. Okay.
Had no idea.
It doesn't go by itself, like ghostly? night trips.
Yeah.
We could create that anyway.
And so there, again, that's another thing. That's really reasonable. I think it's $1.50 to ride it.
They raised the price this year to $1.50, which is 6 tickets.
Now, you know, my dad used to work for the gas company, and he worked and he traveled Wisconsin, and he went to a few motels that were haunted. Mm. Did you talk about any of those kind of places that are known to be haunted in Wisconsin?
We really didn't.
Okay.
Because he's scared.
Oh,
it scares me. Yeah, it scares me.
How about free ice cream? You know, I wanted to know about.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Where's the free ice cream?
Yeah. When the temperature drops below 20 degrees, you have to go to Mullins Dairy Bar in Watertown because they give away a free scoop of ice cream.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
And it's such a cool place. It's like a throwback in time too. Okay. You need to check it out.
Today sounds like a day to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just have a minute or so left here, but I want to know what your favorite one. You have each of you have a favorite place?
I do. Oh. I do. I'll go.
What's yours,
really
Christy?
Quick. Mine is Friday Morning Fish Fry.
Where?
In Kenosha.
Oh. Okay.
At Oliver's Bakery.
Okay.
And all right.
Seriously, people line up at 7:30 in the morning to get their fish on Fridays.
They're pre-order.
And it's been going on morning. For years and
oh my
years.
Gosh.
Over 40 years.
All so you day
can get,
long?
Yes, at a bakery, you can get a donut and fish and shrimp.
Tom, you got a favorite?
Oh, absolutely. Mine is the Cozy Inn in Janesville. It's downtown Janesville. It's the nation's second oldest Chinese restaurant, second location.
No kidding.
They're known for the egg rolls. People order them.
Janesville.
Yeah, people order them for like tons of them at a time to take home with them in coolers. And also the owner, his dad was one of the 6 Chinese survivors of the Titanic.
Very good.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom and Christy, thanks for coming in. Tom and Christy Maness. The book is Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. You can get it on Amazon, everywhere
you
else?
You can get it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming
Little
in.
Luxuries down right by us.
Happy travels.
Yeah.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Be back with more after this on John.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media State.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lowering the tsunami threat in Hawaii, where Emergency Management Director Stephen Logan made the announcement that evacuation orders are being lifted.
Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory. The PTWC continues to monitor for more data to update its forecast and for an all clear that they may issue later on.
Along Hawaii's coastlines and those on the West Coast are still being told to keep an eye out for high waves. The warnings were put in place following an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific off the far eastern coast of Russia. A vigil held in New York last night for the 4 people killed when a gunman walked into a Park Avenue office building and began shooting. Thousands of fans are gathering in Birmingham, England, many in leather and heavy metal gear to pay respects to Ozzy Osbourne, whose coffin will be brought through the streets today ahead of his private funeral in his hometown. This is ABC News.